The roses were in splendid bloom that summer.
Розы цвели все лето восхитительно.
The roses were in splendid bloom that summer. The little girl had learnt a hymn.
Девочка выучила псалом. She had learned. Had плюс третья форма глагола. Она выучила этот псалом еще до того времени, о котором ведется в этом рассказе.
To learn.
Выучить, учить.
Learn, learnt, learnt. Hymn.
Церковный гимн. Псалом, хвалебная песня, прославление.
The little girl had learnt a hymn, and there was something in it about roses,
в котором тоже говорилось о розах.
And there was something in it about roses, and that made her think of her own.
Думая при этом о своих розах. Девочка пела его мальчику, думая при этом о своих розах. Здесь меняется местами.
And that made her think of her own. She sang it to the little boy, and then he sang it with her.
Девочка пела его мальчику, и он подпевал ей.
To sing.
Петь.
Sing, sang, sung.
Три формы глагола.
She sang it to the little boy, and then he sang it with her. The children took each other by the hands.
Дети пели, взявшись за руки.
To take.
Брать.
Take, took, taken. Taking. The children took each other by the hands, kissed the roses, and rejoiced in God's bright sunshine.
Целовали розы, смотрели на ясное солнышко и разговаривали с ним.
Rejoiced.
Радовались, праздновали.
To rejoice.
Радовать.
We rejoiced at the good news.
Мы радовались хорошим новостям.
Rejoicing.
Веселье, праздник.
Kissed the roses and rejoiced in God's bright sunshine. And spoke to it as if the child Jesus were there.
Им чудилось, что с него глядел на них сам младенец Христос.
To speak.
Говорить.
Speak, spoke, spoken. Speaking. And spoke to it as if the child Jesus were there. What lovely summer days they were.
Что за дивное было лето.
What lovely summer days they were. And how delightful it was to sit out under the fresh rose trees.
И как хорошо было под кустами благоухающих роз.
And how delightful it was to sit out under the fresh rose trees, which seemed never tired of blooming.
Которые, казалось, должны были цвести вечно. Дословно, которые никогда не уставали цвести.
Which seemed never tired of blooming. Kay and Gerda were looking at a picture book of birds and animals one day.
Кай и Герда сидели и рассматривали книжку с картинками, зверями и птицами.
Kay and Gerda were looking at a picture book of birds and animals one day. It had just struck 5 by the church clock.
На больших башенных часах пробило 5.
Struck.
От слова to strike – ударить, бить. Второе значение – бастовать.
To strike. To strike, struck, struck. It had just struck 5 by the church clock. When Kay said, "Oh, something struck my heart, and I have got something in my eye."
Ах, вскрикнул вдруг мальчик. Мне кольнуло прямо в сердце, и что-то попало в глаз.
When Kay said, "Oh, something struck my heart, and I have got something in my eye," the little girl put her arms round his neck.
Девочка обвила ручонкой его шею.
Put, put, put.
Класть, три формы.
The little girl put her arms round his neck. He blinked his eye. There was nothing to be seen.
Он мигал, но в глазу ничего как будто не было.
To blink.
Моргать.
He blinked his eye. There was nothing to be seen. I believe it is gone, he said.
Должно быть, выскочило, сказал он.
I believe it is gone, he said. But it was not gone.
Но в том-то и дело, что нет.
But it was not gone. It was one of those very grains of glass from the mirror.
В сердце и в глаз ему попали два осколка дьявольского зеркала.
Grains.
Зерна.
Grain.
Зерно.
Ripe grain.
Спелое зерно.
To reap grain.
Убирать, жать хлеб.
A grain of sand.
Песчинка.
There is not a grain of truth in those books.
Ни крупицы правды в этих книгах.
He has not a grain of pity for his mother.
У него нет ни капли жалости к матери.
against the grain.
Идиома против шерсти.
To grain.
Раздроблять, измельчать.
Grained.
Гранулированный, зернистый.
It was one of those very grains of glass from the mirror. The magic mirror.
Дьявольское зеркало. Magic, дословно волшебное.
The magic mirror. You remember that horrid mirror in which all good and great things reflected in it became small and mean, while the bad things were magnified and every flaw became very apparent.
В котором, как мы, конечно, помним, все великое и доброе казалось ничтожным и гадким, а злое и дурное разрасталось. Недостатки каждой вещи сразу бросались в глаза.
Horrid.
Противный, отталкивающий, отвратительный.
How horrid of you.
Как это нехорошо с вашей стороны.
Horrible.
Страшный, ужасающий.
Horribly.
Ужасно, страшно.
They were horribly mutilated.
Они были страшно искалечены.
Magnified.
Увеличены, преувеличены.
To magnify.
Увеличивать, преувеличивать.
To magnify an incident.
Преувеличивать значительность происшествия.
Magnifying glass.
Увеличительное стекло.
Magnitude.
Величина, размеры.
Star of the first magnitude.
Звезда первой величины.
Magnification.
Усиление, увеличение.
Magnificent.
Созвучное слово. Великолепный, пышный, величественный.
Magnificent view.
Величественная панорама.
Magnificent poet.
Замечательный поэт.
He is a magnificent poet.
Он замечательный поэт.
Flaw.
Трещина в драгоценном камне, в стекле. Порок, изъян, дефект.
Flawless.
Без изъяна, безупречный, совершенный.
Flawy.
Имеющий изъяны, пороки.
You remember that horrid mirror in which all good and great things reflected in it became small and mean, while the bad things were magnified and every flaw became very apparent. This is an excerpt from a fairy tale by Hans Christian Andersen called The Snow Queen. In the winter, the windows were often covered with hoar frost. Then they would warm coppers on the stove and stick them on the frozen panes, where they made lovely peepholes as round as possible. Then a bright eye would peep through these holes, one from each window. The little boy's name was Kay, and the little girl's Gerda. In the summer, they could reach each other with one bound, but in the winter, They had to go down all the stairs in one house and up all the stairs in the other, and outside there were snow drifts.
"Look, the white bees are swarming," said the old grandmother.
"Have they a queen bee too?" asked the little boy, for he knew that there was a queen among the real bees.
"Yes, indeed they have," said the grandmother. "She flies where the swarm is thickest. She is the biggest of them all, and she never remains on the ground. She always flies up again into the sky. Many a winter's night she flies through the streets and peeps in at the windows, and then the ice freezes on the panes into wonderful patterns like flowers."
"Oh, yes, we have seen that," said both children, and then they knew it was true.
"Can the Snow Queen come in here?" asked the little girl.
"Just let her come," said the boy, "and I will put her on the stove where she will melt."
But the grandmother smoothed his hair and told him more stories. In the evening, when little Kay was at home and half undressed, he crept up onto the chair by the window and peeped out of the little hole. A few snowflakes were falling, and one of these, the biggest, remained on the edge of the window box. It grew bigger and bigger, till it became the figure of a woman, dressed in the finest white gauze, which appeared to be made of millions of starry flakes. She was delicately lovely, but all ice, glittering, dazzling ice. Still, she was alive. Her eyes shone like two bright stars, but there was no rest or peace in them. She nodded to the window and waved her hand. The little boy was frightened and jumped down off the chair, and then he fancied that a big bird flew past the window. The next day was bright and frosty, and then came the thaw, and after that the spring. The sun shone, green buds began to appear, the swallows built their nests, and people began to open their windows. The little children began to play in their garden on the roof again. The roses were in splendid bloom that summer. The little girl had learnt a hymn, and there was something in it about roses, and that made her think of her own. She sang it to the little boy, and then he sang it with her. The children took each other by the hands, kissed the roses, and rejoiced in God's bright sunshine, and spoke to it as if the child Jesus were there. What lovely summer days they were, and how delightful it was to sit out under the fresh rose trees, which seemed never tired of blooming. Kay and Gerda were looking at a picture book of birds and animals one day. It had just struck 5 by the church clock, when Kay said,
"Oh, something struck my heart, and I have got something in my eye."
The little girl put her arms round his neck. He blinked his eye, but there was nothing to be seen.
"I believe it's gone," he said, but it was not gone.
It was one of those very grains of glass from the mirror, the magic mirror. You remember that horrid mirror in which all good and great things reflected in it became small and mean, while the bad things were magnified and every flaw became very apparent.
A summary of the new material. Hoar frost. The windows were often covered with hoar frost. Copper. They would warm coppers on the stove and stick them on the frozen panes. To stick. Stuck. Stuck. Panes. They made lovely peepholes. To make, made, made. To peep out. A bright eye would peep through the hole. Hole. Snow drifts. He felt as if he were sinking into a snowdrift. To swarm. A swarm. Swarms of dust. White bees are swarming. She flies where the swarm is thickest. To remain. She never remains on the ground. To know. Knowledge. To tell. Tell, told, told. Tell me your story. The grandmother told him more stories. To creep. To creep, crept, crept. He crept away. He crept up onto the chair by the window and peeped out of the little hole. To fall. To fall, fell, fallen. A few snowflakes were falling. To grow. To grow, grew, grown. The snowflake grew bigger and bigger. Gauze. Gauzy. She was dressed in the finest white gauze, which appeared to be made of millions of starry flakes. To glitter. Glittering. To dazzle. Dazzling. Dazzling lights. The sun dazzles my eyes. She was lovely, but all ice. Glittering, dazzling ice. To shine. To shine, shone, shone. Her eyes shone like two bright stars. To nod. She nodded to the window and waved her hand. To wave. A wave. Wavy hair. Fancied. Fancier. He fancied that a big bird flew past the window. To fly. Flew. Flown. Thaw. And then came the thaw. Buds. The sun shone. Green buds began to appear. Bud burst. The idea was crushed in the bud. To take. Took. Taken. To rejoice. We rejoiced at the good news. The children rejoiced in God's bright sunshine. To strike. To strike, struck, struck. It had just struck 5 by the church clock. To put, put, put. She put her arms around his neck. He blinked his eye. There was nothing to be seen. To blink. Swallow. The swallows built their nest. To build. Built. Built. Grain. Ripe grain. To reap grain. A grain of sand. There is not a grain of truth in that book. To grain. A grain of that horrid mirror had gone straight to his heart. Horrid. How horrid of you. Magnified. To magnify. Magnifying glass. Magnification. Magnification of the incident. Bad things were magnified, and every flaw became apparent. Flaw. Flawless. There is not a single flaw in it. The narration section was read by Annette Bauer. The summary by Jason Katz.